So let me begin by asking a question first about the past, and that is, how has public opinion been important in the environmental issues and the public policy development about those issues that you've been involved in your work?
Who are you looking at?
You go ahead. Which one are you looking at?
Your dark glasses side.
Oh, the dark glasses. Okay. I can't see
it. Take your
glasses. I can't see it anyway. So.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
Marjorie, I want you to join in as,
right.
as it's appropriate.
Well, in my experience, it's been a long process of getting people interested. I think the problem has been with us in South Florida that most everybody came from somewhere else. And they, it took them a long time to understand they were living in a completely unique country that had its own problems, totally unlike everything else. So it's been a long process, but I find that a great many more people are knowing about it, and certainly we've been trying to educate them. And we have a much stronger background of public support than we used to, simply because people are getting to understand. When they understand, they support at once.
Exactly.
Has that been your experience?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, in this effort, in the environmental effort, I am constantly made aware of the advantages of a democracy.
Ah.
Because, truly, you do not, you don't get action until you have people involved, public are educated and express their feelings. And from what I have known of a totalitarian or an authoritarian government, what the public's attitude is does not really cut much ice.
And consequently, yes.
Right.
There's no strength, actually, then, except in the power of the military
right,
power.
Right.
It has
he
really
is
no
the
strength.
Steward.
Yeah.
And that is and if you get a bad steward,
you're out of
well,
luck.
Then goes to hell. But where the citizenry accepts the responsibility of stewardship, as you have to have in a democracy, if it's working, or we have the opportunity in a democracy. And I think that's why the U.S. is extraordinarily in the field of the environment, and where Florida is a leader too.
Yes, I do feel so.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think that in the schools they're doing some very good work about environment.
Excellent.
So the children are coming up already oriented, already a little bit informed.
Yes.
They're not totally ignorant about it. They have a feeling for it.
That's essential.
And the children who are born here and brought up here have a greater feeling than people who've just come down.
And I think the media has done a superb
job. Oh, wonderful.
I think it deserves, you know,
every
gold stars.
Every possible credit. Yeah.
Of course, we need to have even more. We need to have even more exposure, media education for the public. But they're doing a magnificent job.
Yes,
we need
I'm
more,
always
more.
So grateful. Always so grateful.